This is for all of you that have jumped in a car, loaded up the family, and are headed up to Flagstaff for lunch at Satchmo's. That's good driving music right there. Wind is down. Coming up over the top of the rim there onto Yellow Jacket Mesa. Maybe even might see a little bit of snow on the San Francisco peaks as you come around the corner, drop it into Camp Verde. Beautiful day to be in Arizona. Just like the other 365 days of the year. That's why we live here. Some horrible natural disasters between the cold weather in the Midwest and the East Coast. Certainly heard from plenty of our friends in those locations. Actually saw a photograph of someone's dashboard thermometer recording minus 33 degrees. That was without the wind chill. That was the ambient temperature. Nice. I mailed them three of my real estate cards. I said, pass these out. Hand them around. So we're here in the great state of Arizona, beautiful Arizona, and we're in that period of the year where everything we do is outside. We couldn't encourage you enough to get outside. We're putting on a little bit of a remodel for a home that has this giant north-facing patio cover. It's probably 60 or 70 feet long and 14 or 16 feet deep. And we were talking about all the things the family's going to be doing on this back patio and the heaters and where they're going to go and the misting systems and the cooling fans and the big screen TV. And you don't carry those kind of conversations very long where you don't start talking about, and the outdoor kitchen. Well, that's what we're talking about today, creating that backyard resort space at your house. And we've brought in repeat special guest, Mr. Nathan Angel, sales manager of Bellegarde Pavers, to kind of cue us in on the latest trends and what y'all are seeing going on. But so, Nathan, thanks for contributing your day off to Rosie on the House and the listeners.
Always a pleasure, Rosie. Love doing it.
We really appreciate it. Hey, a couple weeks ago, we took a call from a man that was new to a home whose backyard was a blank slate. He said, oh, you look out the backyard and it's just nothing but a dirt lot. And he wanted to start laying pavers. So I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, my friend. I'm going to put you in touch with someone that can take you through it step by step. Now, I do not remember the homeowner's name.
And I don't remember either. I apologize.
But we put you two in touch. And let's talk not about him, but just talk to others that are like him. You want to tackle this project. And pavers are absolutely the right way to go. They're flexible. They're easily installed as it relates to backing up a concrete truck in your backyard and hauling around wheelbarrows of mud. But it has to be done right.
Correct.
So how do we reach those people and get them up to speed on everything that really needs to be done to do the paver job right?
There's a couple of different resources that anybody can go to that Bellegarde provides. You can either, the easiest one, certainly one that's more modern and a lot of people seem to be going and utilizing, is our YouTube channel.
Okay.
Our YouTube channel is simply Bellegarde Hardscapes, our YouTube channel. You can find anything. You can install any of our products off of that. There's great videos on step-by-step installation. And then to follow that back up, while you're actually out there doing it, you need a refresher and you don't want to just be looking at a small screen on your smartphone while you're out there. We do have full installation guides that are, it's about 40 pages of worthy information going through it step-by-step, diagrams on how exactly you can go about tackling a paver install on your own.
And all landscaping jobs can kind of be backbreaking. I mean, you're picking, you're digging, you're cleaning the trench, you're laying the irrigation pipe, you're backfilling it, you're washing the lines out, you're putting the irrigation heads on. I mean, everything's up and down, up and down, up and down. Pavers are the same way.
Yes, and absolutely, we recommend, strangely enough, and people don't get how this can be better, but we actually do recommend you lay pavers in a standing position and bent over. It is actually, in the long run, easier on your back by the end of the day than actually being on your knees. All that force just translates up through your knees, up through your legs, and into your back. It's actually worse, and you'll actually find that you do it a lot faster if you lay them from a standing position.
Wow, no knee pads required.
There are some kneeling. There is some kneeling involved, but yeah, absolutely. If you lay from a standing position, you'll get it done much faster and a lot less on your knees.
When I'm looking and talking to homeowners that are sitting there with their morning cup of coffee and they're staring out their patio sliding door to their back patio, and they've got a little 10 by 12 or 12 by 14 concrete slab that's a 4-inch step down out of the back of the house, and they've got a little patio cover on it, and they're just scratching their head where to start. I mean, I always take them to the overlay paver, mm-hmm. very first stop.
Absolutely. Overlay pavers are they're thin. They're, you know, 30 millimeter or about an inch and a half thick. Easy to lay, so they're not very heavy. Same process. We're still going to want to screed some sand. You don't have to put an inch down if you're doing the overlay. A half inch will work. Get a half inch outside diameter metal pipe. Use that to get the correct level so you can screed the sand to the correct height. And also would recommend that if your concrete's got a few cracks in it, probably it's still in pretty good shape. But we would recommend you put a geotextile, and you can find that at most supply yards, most landscape supply yards. You roll a geotextile over that. That'll make sure that your sand doesn't fall down into the cracks.
You lose it all.
Yeah. Okay. So real easy project. And now, as I mentioned to you when I was on the air last time, we also can now use our 30-millimeter pavers in a driveway. So you don't have to have the expense of taking out your concrete drive.
That's huge.
And you get it done like that. In 2 days, you're driving on your driveway.
That's huge.
Because it can be done in a day now.
Well, and the thing I like about the overlays is y'all make a compatible full
paver to go with
paver
it.
With it. Yep. So you'll never know where that concrete slab used to start and stop. You can just expand that patio as big as you want to make it. We've done that for dozens and dozens of clients.
Absolutely.
So you get to the edge of that concrete slab, and now how are you preparing the dirt area to receive your pavers?
Now we're going to be utilizing aggregate base course, or what we call AB or ABC in this market. And typically pavers in the Arizona area, we're going to want on a pedestrian area, 4 inches compacted base, 1 inch sand, and then the paver height. So you're going to need to excavate down to the proper height so that you can work that all in. It does require you running a vibratory plate compactor so that you can compact that the soil after you excavate.
And those could be a man handler.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not used to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and they're a relatively heavy piece of equipment for, you know, most homeowners to be able to, you know, wield around. Most of the rental center ones come with wheels that allow you to, you know, drag it. But
a dolly. But they're well over 100-pound machine.
Oh.
Well over.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well over.
And you start it, and you have a handle you hang on to, and it jumps up and down mm-hmm. and beats the ground into submission.
Yep. It's gonna vibrate you. You're going to feel it later on
and
in the day.
You just, as you're holding it, you just kind of walk it around, making sure you're getting all the area compacted as well as you need to. Do you moist compact it?
We do recommend it. It does need to be moist. Water acts as a lubricant. We can't get a proper compaction if we've got dry AB, and especially in most of the time we have here in the Phoenix market, it's going to come to you dry.
Really dry.
So you need to moisten it down so we can get good compaction. Don't ever lay more than 2 inches at a time either. So spread about 2 inches.
That's key.
Yes, that's very key, because otherwise all you're doing is forming a crust over the top, and it's going to settle later on you, and you're going to be upset.
So you're excavating down the thickness of the paver, the thickness of the sand, and a 4-inch sublayer.
Yes.
So you're excavating 7 inches down.
Correct.
Okay. And then you're compacting that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're bringing in 2 inches of AB and compacting that.
Yep.
Moist compacting. Then you're bringing 2 inches of AB and moist compacting that.
Correct.
And then I think this is where the hard work starts. I think this is the trickiest part of laying pavers. Maybe I just can't get it right, but this is where I have the hardest time. And then laying the 1 inch of pipe down, laying the sand, and then getting everything just stacked up perfectly level and nice.
It can be a challenge.
It's tricky.
And again, you hope your measurements were on and you're continuing to check your measurements so that you end up with that finish height. Another little key tip, just, you know, we're going to want to compact the top of the pavers as well. So we're going to want to put something like, you know, cardboard or something down so we don't scratch the top of the pavers first and foremost. But you want to bring that paver height up about an eighth of an inch above where you want it finished.
Because that's then tricky. That's tricky.
Because once you then go to compact, you're going to drop that paver down into the sand bed. And that way you'll end up with that nice level finish that you were looking for.
Once we've stacked the pavers in a standing position and we've reached out to our outside border areas, do we compact then or do we sand fill?
Do not fill the joints with sand until you've actually run your plate compactor first.
Okay.
And also important that you've got your edge restraint in before you plate compact though as well. So we want to set all that edge, whether you're using a concrete edge or you're using a plastic edge restraint. For homeowners, buy plastic edge restraint. It's so much easier to use, and then you're not dealing with a whole nother process and cleanup. It's inexpensive as compared to running all the other stuff that you got to do to just, you know, lay it in concrete.
We're going to continue sharing with you the tips and tidbits on installing your paver patio. We're going to talk after this about what do you do when you've got a radius curve terminus. How do you cut a square paver to fit into a radius outside edge? That's tricky. I was talking about how tricky the sand and the pipe and the land was, and you got to have it just 1/8 inch above where you really want it so that when you compact it down, it's right where you perfectly want it so it matches up to the overlay paver that you've already installed over the old ugly gray concrete. Sounds complicated, huh? More when we get back with Nathan Angel, sales manager of Belgard.